Welcome back to episode 2 of Creative Couples featuring Ron and Vanessa Lemon. I got so much good stuff from my guests that I thought I would break these episodes up into two parts. Ron and Vanessa are a married couple. They met as kids and have been together for a lot of years. And they're based out of Carlsbad, California. Ron specifically is an illustrator, an educator, and a designer. And Vanessa is a painter and an educator. And I met these two, not unlike Francis and Shima, I met these two at the very first Spectrum Live all those years ago. They were two of the artists who were doing portraits live on the floor, and it was great to become acquainted with them as people and also to become more acquainted with their work. And I'm big fans of both of their work. They are kick-ass, badass painters. And if you haven't seen their stuff, Google now before you listen to this, and then you will enjoy the discussion even more. So my thanks to Vanessa and Ron for coming on the show and being so generous and answering these questions and sharing this part of their lives with the listeners of The Starting Block. I know you're definitely going to enjoy it. So here we are. This is Ron and Vanessa Lemon.
We're going now. We're going live. All right. What is one major benefit in a relationship with another creative?
A major benefit to me is the understanding of our use of time and space. And the reason I say time and space is because the way we use our time is definitely dependent on the space we need to be in to create. So, like, not just the physical space to, like, the studio or whatever, but the place, the state of being, whatever you want to call it, that kind of space, too. It's good that we both have that understanding about each other.
That was my answer, but another benefit to that is that we get to bounce ideas off of each other and we sort of get it. Where when you're with somebody who isn't thinking about ideas all the time, ideas can sometimes sound ridiculous or absurd or a waste of time or even just, I don't know, there tends to be a negative conversation that can revolve around that. But that's not always the case because I also know friends who have significant others who are not artists and they have a good time talking about ideas. But I think in a creative space, there's so many different layers to discuss. And all of those layers have a dialogue, a deep dialogue, and not just a surfacey dialogue where I think in the other case, the dialogue can only go so far before you run into a wall.
Yeah, that's, I like to equate it to like being from the same hometown, growing up in the same town and visiting after years when you haven't seen it in a while. And then you can be driving along and point out things and say, oh, wow, look how that's changed or look, you know, that's still so much the same. And we don't really have to explain what we're referring to. Like when you take someone that hasn't ever been to that town, you have to explain that also. And it's kind of fun that we have that connection that there's no need to really explain, but we can be excited about things and notice things and have that similar connection.
Right. What is one frustration in a relationship with another creative? One frustration with another creative would be, well, in I guess the only thing that I could answer this with in any seriousness would be time that we both spend is usually overlapping time or just beyond, like, I finish a deadline and then she gets locked into one. And then she's finishing a deadline, and then all of a sudden I get locked into one. So there's really very little space in between those deadlines that we both get time off to actually go do something. We have to push something aside in order to do that, usually, which I guess in one way isn't a bad thing if you're thinking about it always, you know, always working. Mm-hmm. But that's the downside, is that we're always working. So it can be difficult, I think, sometimes to find that time together at the same time where we can actually spend quality time away doing something. I usually find that can be the case. Like, I'll get a little bit of time and it's like, okay, we can go do this thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, we can't because Vanessa has a deadline from some show or something. So that's, I think, frustration, but it isn't something that's like so frustrating that I go to bed mad every night or anything. It's just a frustrating thing mad. That can be the case, you know, when time, when you're looking for that time together and it's just sometimes hard to find.
I mean, along that same line, I think that's a kind of a cool thing that we both have, the understanding that that, you know, we both are always busy and working and stuff because we do love what we do. Yeah, it's a hard question on the frustrating side because I don't think I really have one. We used to have the thing that came up all the time that was frustrating when, when we were first together or, you know, closer to the earlier stages of our careers, that people would assume that Ron taught me how to paint, but that doesn't come up anymore at all. So, yeah, but that was frustrating when it did, but it, I just use it as a way, an opportunity for me to show them by example that this is a way that works.
Does having a partner who gets it create more compatibility?
Of course. Having a partner who gets it is absolutely great. But I'd like to note that that doesn't mean that that's exclusive to only creatives being partnered with other creatives. I think that's more of a human-to-human thing, and many can be very different in terms of careers and how we spend our time, but getting it is a deeper thing, a connection that needs no explaining, and that can be between all kinds of beings, creatives or not.
Yeah, I don't think if another partner who's creative is more compatible or not, I don't know if that needs to be the case. I think in some ways, if you're not compatible creatively, there's a learning curve on the other side that's really exciting to somebody else. So I think, I don't know. I have a hard time answering that one with yes, absolutely. But I think it does help having a partner who is creative in lots of different respects because, yes, the... when you're talking about celebrating a very small thing, it doesn't have to be a very big thing at all. And somebody else gets it. That's great, you know, because it's, oh my gosh, this half of the deadline is done. Half, you know, not the whole deadline, but half of the deadline. But it's a milestone, and hitting those milestones is a great thing. And not everybody's going to understand that. It, to somebody who doesn't do any art at all, when you're not done with it completely, that doesn't make any sense to celebrate a milestone. Because a milestone doesn't necessarily ring a bell to them unless they're in video games and they're a programmer or something to that effect. But most of the time, that you know, these little things, the trivial things, aren't necessarily... Sometimes these trivial things aren't necessarily celebratory to everybody. So, yeah, and you know, for me, sometimes too, it doesn't matter to celebrate anything with anybody. But that's just one part of what all of this is about. It's a number of different things. And, you know, does it create a deeper bond? I don't know if it does or not. I think it creates a stronger connection with dialogue, and it creates a stronger connection with how we both understand what we're doing, being an artist. But I don't necessarily think that it's the only way or it's the only thing that creates a deep bond. Or it's a thing that creates... How am I answering this?
Yeah, it's not. You're right. I agree. That's what I was saying earlier.
Making art can be a solitary endeavor. Artists and creatives in general need lots of time in their own head. What is the work-life balance like for two artists making a go at it?
For both of us, I think a work-life balance is more defined as an it-all-flows-together balance. As far as a solitary endeavor, we do share it in the way that we both have solitary spaces or separate spaces and we work in. And we work in the same house, but our studios are separate. And we don't technically share them. But I like to think of solitary time also, just to note, as not being in one's own head. So it's kind of going beyond being in your head. And so it's a separate kind of thing for me as far as work time, solitary time, the flow.
I guess if I'm going to answer this question, I also want to say something about the time factor. There's only so much time in the day where you can be in your own head and be creative. That's a very small window of time during the day. The rest of it's productive time. To me, productive time can be swapped out with anything as long as it's reasonable. Like if I'm going to spend 2 days away from my art table and I have a deadline in three, that's stupid. But I can spend an hour here or a couple hours there. But I have to remind myself of that, because I think sometimes we get confused with productive time as being creative time when it isn't. It's just getting things done, really. When you've already solved the problem, doing the thumbnails, doing all the practice, doing all of the iterations and the reference sketching and all that, that's time, that window of time. That's that little window of time that you have to gather reference and think and be mindful of the design ideas and other creative endeavors that you're pushing towards. The rest of the time, it's, all right, get the helmet on and go to work. You're going to just be constructing all day long and building and building and building until it's finished. And that time, like I said, can be swapped out a little bit here and there. So it's, I think this question is hard for me to answer because I've never really known anything but this. Mm-hmm. And I've never really had a relationship in my serious... I've never had a relationship where I had to sacrifice time away from my art table because of things that were not of interest to me at all. So I think it is really hard for me to answer this one objectively. But I know that as far as creativity goes, I know when my head time is. I know when that moment is during the day for me to go be creative, and I just disappear. I just go do it because I know that if I don't do this right now, I'm not going to do it at all. And that would be a waste of the rest of the day, because then I'd lose out on what it is that I'm thinking about doing for the rest of the day. And I'm just going to be repeating most of what I was doing the day before or working off of that vibe, because that's all I have in my head at that point.
I wanted to point out something about this. As a solid, this working and being solitary in the way that you work. Ron and I have a really great understanding about the solitude that we need. And it means an escaping into the work, however you need to do that, you know, however we do it is different. But we have that understanding that it's necessary, it's a part of our life. It like I said, it flows all together. And so we are really good at guarding that for each other, like allowing him to have that, and he allows me to have that as a, I mean, it has to be the way that our days go in order to really, really get into the work. But I wanted to say something, because I did say that we don't share solitary time, but we do share solitary time, but in a different way, like taking long drives together kind of thing, and that kind of understanding where you don't have to be talking all the time. You can be taking the environment in and listening to music and that kind of stuff. There's definitely solitary time that we share, but our solitary time while we're working might be separate in the separate studios.